This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes, a daily radio broadcast, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. We continue today with a series of lessons which we began several days ago entitled Conduct Worthy of the Gospel. And by that we mean to convey the idea that every person has the responsibility before God to live a life which reflects to his fellow man the basic principles of the gospel. Without our discussing them, we just reiterate for you the basic principles that we have studied thus far. Our spiritual relations to God are of paramount importance. Your life and mine should reflect that. The gospel is a message of grace, and so our lives should manifest joy and thanksgiving. You and I should be joyful and full of thanksgiving to God. The gospel reveals God's hatred of sin and of its terrible consequences. Every one of us should live our lives not in morbid fear, but of reverential fear of God and a praise to God for his own holiness and righteousness, and a recognition that we cannot be saved if we live our lives in rebellion against God, that only by the grace of God and the power of the blood of Christ can we be saved, and that the consequences of sin are terrible indeed. As we saw just at the close of our lesson last time, that those whose name was not found written in the book of life at that great and awful day of the judgment would be cast in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So our lives should reflect to everybody who sees us, who listens to us, who watches what we do, it should make clear that we realize the enormous sinfulness of sin and the terrible consequences of it. Now, in the fourth place, we notice this principle of the gospel, that the gospel reveals an open way of access to God. And so childlike reliance on God and communion with him is a basic principle of the gospel. For instance, we notice back in the Old Testament for just a moment in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Now here's a principle of such great importance. Here it tells us that if we live our lives trusting in God, then we shall live the only way of living a truly great life. There are three key words in this passage from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. The first one is trust, the second one is acknowledge, and the last one is direct. First of all, he tells us in whom we are to trust in the Lord, and he tells us how, with all thine heart. And he tells us in what not to trust, or in whom not to trust, and lean not upon thine own understanding. My friends, as Jeremiah the prophet said in the Old Testament, the way of man is not in himself. It is not within man that walketh to direct his own steps. We simply would not know what to do with our lives without the sacred revelation of God, which is the Bible. But we do have that revelation, and therefore we can know what to do with our lives. We can know what to do in a positive way, and we can know what not to do in a negative way. So we're to trust in God. And the way we show our trust in him is by living a life of obedience. It's a life of taking God at his word, as Abraham did, as recorded in Romans chapter 4, verses 20 and 21. And so the first word here in this Proverbs 3 passage is trust. The second is to acknowledge. Acknowledge God in all of your ways. You do that by being in obedience to his will. And you have then the promise that if you do so, then he will direct your path. The providence of God will work in your life. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34 says, "Be not anxious for the morrow, for the morrow shall be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." And so you see, God expects us to live trusting in him, living one day at a time, relying upon his goodness and his power. And now in closing, let me thank you for listening and plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes, a daily part of the International Gospel Hour.